This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join in the conversation. In the studio this evening, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Joa from Breaking the Flaw.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking about inflation. This article from Bitcoin.com insists, or at least says, that 77% of people are very concerned about soaring inflation and the price of goods. And we were talking during the break amongst ourselves here. One of our other hosts had mentioned that if you need to stock up on textiles, clothing for yourself, stuff like, you know, underwear, socks, that kind of a thing, stuff you might buy in bulk to have around for a while, that now might be the best time to do it because of the outlook on inflation for these types of things. Now, we also talked a little bit about thrift stores.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see a boom in thrift stores.
There already has been a boom.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big, like, trend on, like, YouTube right now. Like, I'm always seeing girls post, like, my thrifting vlog. And it's so fun because, like, you know, it's like, I love surprises, so I love going to thrift stores and being like, oh, what did they have? Instead of, like, I already know online what a store is going to have. If I go to, like, PacSun or something, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really shop anywhere but thrift stores anymore anyway, so.
Other than, like, my T-shirts that say Cop Block and the Crypto 6, everything else I wear, other than underwear and socks, are thrift store. I don't ever buy anything new.
Yeah, I will not. I can't say that I won't, but if I have anything to do with it, I'm not going to wear recycled underwear.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's just something that,
anything,
you know,
that touches someone else's junk, I'm not going to wear, okay?
I mean, I never say never, right? We could find ourselves in a, you know, zombie apocalypse where, why, underwear is difficult to come by. I could just not wear underwear, I guess, but, you know, like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, technically, I do that sometimes, too, but at least their junk wasn't touching these pants that I bought, used.
Okay. That you know of?
Yeah, you don't know of that. Because,
true.
I mean, a lot of people don't, at least people who don't wear underwear, they'll usually wear underwear and jeans, but I know somebody who doesn't wear underwear in their jeans.
Well, come peak summer, I don't wear underwear. Just to let y'all know.
Hopefully you wear pants. For sure.
We'll see. Maybe you'll see.
Oh, yeah, but we were talking about this because of, like, the suit with the other host that had brought up, like, textiles being more expensive.
Yes.
It was because the Suez Canal got blocked by that big, giant, evergreen...
Right.
Shipment truck or whatever, like, container truck. Or not truck, sorry, boat, ship.
I heard it was free now.
Yeah, it's free now, but, like, just the amount of time it was sitting there, it was costing, like, millions of dollars an hour or something. So, like, it's already going to affect things because of all the boats that couldn't move for a few days. Like, it's just going to – I heard something like 13% of the world's trade comes through the Suez Canal that was blocked. And, you know, if that was just blocked for 4 days, it's going to affect things.
Has that been determined to be an accident or they do it on purpose?
It's – of course, they're saying it's an accident, even though the Suez Canal, I mean, the ship's trail, like, if you followed it on a map, created...
A phallic symbol.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know if you guys heard about that. I didn't know what to call it.
Yes, it created a phallic symbol, and for those of you who don't know what a phallic symbol is, go look that up on your magic rectangles in your pockets. There's certain things that we can't say here on the radio. If I were to tell you what it is, you know, we might get some sort of a repercussion.
Do not look that up if you are underage. Just covering you, Captain.
Hey, thanks. And phallic is spelled P-H-A-L-L-I-C for those of you who are spelling challenged.
But yeah, that just makes it seem even less like an accident. Like, oh, I just happened to draw this. I don't know. That's just a conspiracy theory angle.
I felt like it was strategic timing for it, too, with everything happening, and we're having these peak coronavirus levels.
And the supply chain's already super messed up.
That's right.
It sure is. So this article continues. Lumber prices have been so volatile that contractors have to put a hold on doing certain projects. Prices for goods and services have been rising, and officials cannot hide the inflation for much longer. Which insinuates that officials are hiding the inflation. Let me read it again. Prices for goods and services have been rising, and officials cannot hide the inflation for much longer. Nevertheless, bureaucrats, mainstream media pundits, and central bankers continue to say that inflation won't be an issue. But Americans and global citizens in other countries where massive fiat printing is happening are worried about these rising prices in the here and now. This fear has spurred a boom for safe haven assets, such as precious metals and cryptocurrencies. Similar to gold bugs, a great number of cryptocurrency proponents wholeheartedly believe that holding dollars feels riskier than holding cryptocurrency. I can't disagree with them.
I would say any hard assets you can save up, any kind of metal, doesn't have to be precious metal or anything. If you can save your tin, save your aluminum, melt them down, make ingots, that is going to be valuable someday. If you could always use it for manufacturing, and what if one day you can't get that chunk of aluminum to build whatever part you need? I think that is essential right now, is that to hold on to all these things. It might make the market go up, at least you had some.
Yeah, well, and there's other things like goldbacks, for example. There are now officially three states. There's the Nevada goldback, the Utah goldback. Actually, not in that order. The Utah goldback was first, then the Nevada goldback, and now there's the New Hampshire goldback. The most difficult for me with communicating to people who've never heard of goldbacks is they go, oh, this can only be used in state X, so like the Utah one. Oh, this can only be used in Utah because it says Utah goldback. No, be used anywhere. It's gold. It's right. Just flat gold. Imagine somebody took a bar of gold and sliced it into 1/100th of an ounce and then put some fancy, you know, coloring on it. That's basically what a goldback is.
Yeah, on the Utah one specifically, they say for use in Utah. But that doesn't really matter because it can say whatever it wants. It's still a chunk of gold. If it was just a piece of paper representing gold or something, then I could see why it would be confusing to people. But
right.
It literally is gold. You can't just take its value away.
Yeah.
You can take it out of its little laminate and melt it down, and then it doesn't say Utah anymore on it. But
right. And because it contains actual gold, you can do all of those things. So I like that somebody has been able to invent a portable, tangible version of gold. As you know, carrying around a sack of gold chunks gets pretty heavy.
And the worst part about it is it's not divisible in just chunks. Like, you can't have such a tiny, tiny amount as the one gold back. I mean, you can, but you'd be like, you'd have to have it in a little tiny like jar and not have it get lost. And people aren't going to really want to accept that for things. They're like, oh, I could take a dollar for this cup of coffee, or I could take this teeny tiny piece of, gold, and I'm probably going to lose it. And, you know,
well, I like to say that if it's in your wallet, right, it can be put in your wallet and you can use it as, say you use other currency, or I don't want to say the word currency, but money, right?
Yeah.
Money. And you basically just try to convince the people that you would usually use other money and try to use your gold back. And I use it a lot for tipping because it's easier to kind of share the understanding of it when I use it as that. So I cut away from what I usually would pay with my tip with U.S. dollars, and I give a gold back. And you know what? They don't have to write that off on their taxes.
Yeah, that's activism.
Yep. When this whole overreaction to the coronavirus via governments kicked in, I was in mid trying to purchase a house. And I was successful, but my point is that myself and my real estate agent had to jump through hoops and do things that aren't normal in a real estate transaction thanks to COVID. And so she actually gifted me a bottle of 15-year scotch, and I gifted her some Goldbacks because we both recognized that we had been through the crud together.
Back in the day here in Keene, someone bought a house with a gold coin.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yes, you are in the correct place for your daily dose of freedom-oriented content. This is Free Talk Live, the live radio call and talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number you need if you would like to join that conversation. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Joa,
and Bonnie.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving folks in the Shire? You can relax and just enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create any kind of experience or event you'd like others to participate in. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. Come party with the captain.
That's right. Yeah, don't virtual camp this year, guys.
Virtual camping. Yeah, we'll just set up some webcams at all the campsites, and then you can just, you know, visit them virtually. Click your camera over to campsite number 32.
or the robots that go to the all the events now, and they have a camera on them, and it has your face plastered on it.
I've seen this with, like, some sports stars trying to visit, like, children's hospital, right? And, you know, where the kids are, like, they're dying, and yeah. So they're like, you know, my death wish is to meet this football player or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so Corona... Right, and so what they do is they bring in robots and they put like the sports guy's like jersey on the robot,
and then
they have a camera with their face because they're like sitting at home in front of a laptop, and that's how they visit these children who are dying.
This one time was really cool. I went to go see a sneak preview. It was actually the movie Snowden, right? Mm-hmm. And ACLU was throwing it, so I was like, I'm gonna go to this. They invited me personally. And they had Snowden come rolling in, and he actually was there in the room on this computer.
That's
which is
cool.
Really cool, yeah.
Well, next to Ian, and I already met him, if I was dying, I would want to meet Lady Gaga. And if I had to meet her that way, I'd be really upset.
Right.
I know I'd have to meet her nowadays with a mask on, but I would take that even if she, as long as she was in real life.
You're a big fan.
Yes.
So... I have this other article from CNN that when I stumbled upon it, I was under the impression that it was satire. But apparently it's not. It's super ridiculous, and we're going to talk about it. This is from Perspectives. This is an opinion piece by somebody named Mark Zandi, Z-A-N-D-I. I have no idea who this guy is. I've never heard of him before. I'm not following his work. I just stumbled upon this article when I'm looking for show prep, and I'm like, what the heck is this? Here's the headline. Our pandemic nightmare is almost over. We should all thank the U.S. government.
Thank you, U.S. government. Appreciate it.
What a good job you guys have done.
It just makes me chuckle thinking about it. Editor's note, Mark Zandi is chief economist of Moody's Analytics. The opinions expressed in this commentary are his own. 1 year after it began, the COVID-19 pandemic nightmare is nearly over.
Is it? Like, I don't see any signs of stopping.
They have a spike right now, apparently.
Just that sentence in and of itself is ridiculous and absurd. With millions of Americans getting vaccinated each day and the imminent passage of the massive American Rescue Plan, We are starting to approach herd immunity, and in a couple of months, the economy will be enjoying rip-roaring growth.
Oh, I don't, that sounds so wrong in so many ways.
Again, I thought this was satire. Barring any other major unforeseen circumstances, we should be back to full strength within a couple years.
Couple years?
This kind of sounds like a guilt trip into getting people who are on the fence to take the vaccine. They want people to think, like, as long as we reach herd immunity via the vaccine, then everything will go back to normal. And that's what I've just noticed so many times in so many different articles. It seems like that's what they're trying to, like, subconsciously tell to people.
Yeah, there is no returning to normal.
This seems like a guilt trip in a sense, too. It's like, right, is that what you're trying to say? Is like, you know, if you don't follow what this all, what the government tells you to do, well, you know, we could have these great things in a couple of years. We could have back on track. But in reality, people are resistant, naturally, and we're not going to give in to this baloney.
I don't know if all people are. Oh, my God. Texas just bent over for the government.
Well, as I do.
And I couldn't believe that. Like, I thought, like, if 2 years ago, somebody would have told me that, like, this whole virus thing was going to happen and they're going to shut down the economy and everything, I would have been like, oh, well, thank God I'm in Texas, because we're not going to let that happen to us.
Yeah,
that's what I would have thought.
I had similar thoughts about being here in the Shire, New Hampshire, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, okay for a minute. The state didn't step in and do anything statewide for a period of time, and they left it up to the individual municipalities. And so I think Concord had a mask mandate in the city. Keene decided to issue a mask mandate in the city.
Nashua,
that's the other
one. Oh, Nashua's the worst.
Yeah. But other than that, everywhere else didn't have one.
Yeah, Manchester in October 2020 felt like 2019 to me compared to San Antonio. Like, San Antonio was pretty much immediately, like, locked down. I remember talking to my friend about not being able to, like, go do the stuff we normally did, like, go to karaoke, go to bars and stuff like that. And I was just like, honestly, I don't see, like, why I would live in this world. And then I started hearing about Free Talk Live, and it seemed a little better up here.
I can only imagine seeing Texans wearing cowboy hats and then wearing the bandanas, and it's like the Wild West again.
Ew, a cowboy hat and a mask, that's so ridiculous. I've luckily never seen that.
Well, I'm sure you will. The article continues, this 180-degree turn in our collective financial fortune is due in significant part to the overwhelming response of the federal government to the economic pain inflicted by the pandemic. The Federal Reserve used its arsenal of tools to keep the economy afloat.
Yay, thank you. The Federal Reserve always does such good things for the economy. They totally don't purposely create inflation or anything.
It responded within days of the first infections last March by slashing interest rates.
Arsenal of tools. That's government talk.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
So today,
I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth. It builds a fair economy that gives everybody a chance to succeed.
President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, unveiling his massive $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. The president, calling himself a good union guy, continues.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago.
The CDC says over 150 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in the United States. Over 97 million Americans have received at least one dose of the three vaccines available. USA Radio News. Researchers at UNLV examined in-person versus remote learning in 250 of the largest school districts. The result? There was literally no correlation between COVID hospitalization rates and whether or not schools were open or closed. Researchers did find a strong correlation between teacher union strength and the use of remote learning. NFL fans can expect a little more football in the 2021 season.
NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game, with the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will be cut down to three games, with each team remaining with one bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that a team will play an international game at least once in an eight-year period. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is the Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Joa,
and Bonnie.
Our telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160, and we've got a couple of folks holding. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. But first, I want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's not a giant powered speaker that you plug your guitar into and rock out your pants, although it's that too. But when it comes to Free Talk Live, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, or AMP. And you can find out more about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Tonight's amplifier is Venkman, V-E-N-K-M-A-N, Venkman. Venkman is a platinum-level amplifier. That means he gives $25 a month to the radio program, and that money goes exclusively to help get this program onto more radio stations. Mark informed me recently that we're, if we haven't hit it already, that we're pretty darn close to 200 stations again since we've moved over to a new network, or at least employed them to help us get more radio stations. And so that's great news. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations. It's all up to you. We only ask for $5 a month. That's the silver level. There's a gold level for $10 a month and a platinum level, which Venkman is at 25. And then there's a custom level where you can give however much you want. So if you've enjoyed this program, if you've partaken in the philosophies, in the content, and the hosts and co-hosts that we bring you here on Free Talk Live, please consider helping us get on more radio stations to spread the message of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity by visiting amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Venkman. We appreciate your contribution.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Joe in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd just like to encourage everyone. I'm sure most of your listeners have probably heard of Tom Woods.
But, that would be a pretty good assumption.
I love Tom Woods.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He had a good episode, his latest episode, on the what's going on with the COVID and all that stuff. And we're being played, man. I mean, this is, at this point, you know, what's the point of keeping things locked down and shut down except they can do it? I mean...
Well, that is the point.
No,
yeah.
Nothing's worked. You know, they're talking about, you know, new variants. It's the same. It's just mutations of the same virus. Every respiratory virus does that.
Just like the cold always does, yeah. And we always just call it the cold.
Yeah. And they usually become weaker over time. You know, it's, I don't know. I just called in to say, you know, check out his channel. I'm sure most of your listeners have. Or his podcast or whatever, and you know, the latest episode was really good. It's you know, in history, you look through history, and like Germany was one of the more educated countries in Europe, and you wonder how those people could fall for that crap.
Yep.
And just the mass hysteria and the mass delusion of otherwise educated. You know, look at all the science and everything that came out of Germany and over the years and centuries. They could fall for something like Hitler, you know, a deadbeat loser artist who, and, you know, his bunch of nut jobs. And it's happening here, man. Exactly the same thing, but.
It's pretty close. It's pretty darn close.
They have master propagandists working for them back then, and they do now, too.
Yep.
Well, they got the internet nowadays. They didn't have that back then.
Right.
You know, it's a lot easier for them to convince people, you know, and in 2019, if you just said, yeah, this little mask that you buy at the gas station or the bandana will protect you from a respiratory virus, people would have laughed at you.
I still laugh at people. Like a, yeah.
Well, I do too, but it's like an article of faith of people. The people are so freaked at fear, man. It's fear.
It is.
You know,
if you reduce someone's oxygen levels 20% by throwing a mask on them, you better believe they're not going to be thinking clearly.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, it was fear of the other. You know, the Hitler used it. Every government uses fear in its own way. This time, we're using it up. Well, you never know. There might be another spike. There might be this. Meanwhile, the states who have been lenient and have opened up or been more open the entire time, their numbers aren't any different than the states that have been strict.
Right.
Except their economies are doing better. So, you know, it's...
Joe, I have a question for you.
It's a power grab, man.
I have a question for you, Joe. What are your thoughts on the vaccine passport that not only Biden has announced, but New York is already putting into play?
Well, it's unconstitutional. You know, if they people can say, well, private companies, well, you know, there's HIPAA, too. That's a violation of HIPAA, and it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
And the First Amendment, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got religious groups that don't like the Amish or whoever, and there's other ones. I can't think of them all, but they don't believe in modern medicine and stuff. And,
oh, yeah, even Jehovah's Witness don't like blood transfusions. I wonder what they think about the vaccine. I don't know.
They probably, you know... Probably got a religious exemption, but that stuff's all, they're trampling all over it. Dude, they shut down churches and synagogues and stuff throughout at the early part. Some states, they might still be shut down over this. That's a violation of our basic human rights.
Yep.
You know?
Certainly freedom of religion.
Oh, yeah. It's the First Amendment. I mean, your right to worship or not worship, however you want. that's part of your dignity as a person, and they robbed it from us.
Yep. Well, these vaccine passports are looking to create a caste system, and that is to say they're going to divide people into the haves and the have-nots based on those who get the jab and those who do not. If you do not get the jab, you're going to
be like the social credit system they have in China.
Oh, in fact, it is the exact same software. It's just got a couple features turned off. It's the exact same software.
But it can be added later.
Yeah, at least according to Naomi Wolf, who's
all the preppers and everything that have been talking about stuff like this. They don't seem so crazy now, do they? You know, to all the smart alecks on social media.
A conspiracy theorist is just someone who is right 10 years too early.
Yeah, I mean, it's these elites, man. It's like that Great Reset. They got theirs, but they want to set it up where you can't get yours. You know, they got their money. You know, they've had their success, but they want to rob you of even the ability to try.
Yep.
You know, but all right. Well, you guys have a good one.
Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate you as a listener and a caller. I can't speak eloquently enough about the vaccine passport. Still, I'm still in shock that it's something that is being looked at on a national basis. I recently watched the series called Brave New World that was put out by the Peacock streaming service that is, of course, based on Aldous Huxley's book. And holy cow, the similarities to what's going on now are just bizarre and, like, prescient.
I haven't caught up on that show, but I did watch, like, the first few episodes, and, yeah, that is a really good show.
Yeah.
And they go deep into this, like, social credit systems, and I can see how it's going to coalesce in the future with us. And just the ability to date is eroded because, you know, they're putting us through all the electronic system to date. Like, they've hit every angle of humanity, and this is their last hoorah, in my opinion, of how can they really control every aspect of our life.
And to me, the mRNA, whatever you're going to call it, people are calling it a vaccine. That's the wrong word, in my opinion. But whatever that is the equivalent to Soma.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is a platform that can be programmed and reprogrammed to do many things, not just what they claim is to create some proteins that allow you to build up immunity to the coronavirus.
It's software.
Software for the human body. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey,
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The final segment of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Is Joa for breaking the floor.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. And Bonnie.
You guys get that? Okay.
I think so.
Joa from Breaking the Floor.
Yeah, on YouTube.
And Bonnie. Okay. Just want to make sure I know who you guys are. It's not like I've been sitting here with you for 3 hours or anything.
Wait, who are you guys?
That's right. We've got a couple calls holding, so we'll get to those in just a moment. You probably won't be able to get in, but our telephone number is 603-283-6160. We're here 7 nights a week giving you fresh content from the perspective of liberty and freedom and prosperity and peace. If you've missed out on any of our shows, why, you can head on over to freetalklive.com, check out the archives, and catch up on all of the episodes that you missed. I want to make another mention of the legal benefit fund that we're doing for The Crypto Six. You can visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. That is the official legal fundraiser for the six folks who need legal representation that is not public defenders, as they were kidnapped by terrorists during the attacks on the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart, and somewhere around 18 or 19 locations where they stole Bitcoin ATM or Bitcoin vending machines, as they're called, and that type of a thing. So lots of things were taken, stolen, and damaged.
Including people's psyches, like the grandmother who was kidnapped from her home, just in like the same kind of style as I was. It was really, really traumatizing. She told me, "I'll never be the same."
Yeah, and I can't imagine how you would be. So at any rate, these folks could really use your help. No, we don't have anywhere near enough to give them the proper help at this time. Please consider helping over at thecrypto6.com. If you can't donate in cryptocurrency, you can send a PayPal donation to mark@freetalklive.com. That's M-A-R-K at freetalklive.
Just don't send crypto through PayPal, please. Don't do that.
And I didn't mean to say I was kidnapped. I meant to say the same like style they broke into my house, but I was never arrested.
And you were detained, though.
Yeah, I was detained for a couple hours or an hour.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have John calling from California. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing? First-time caller. I just want to know your guys' opinion about opening up as far as baseball games, football games, concerts, etc. Do you think it should be a rule in order to buy a ticket to a concert or football game to show documentation that you got the shot already?
My answer is absolutely no. That's one of the most preposterous and ridiculous things I've ever heard. Imagine the outcry if you had to show documentation that you didn't have something like AIDS, for example, to get into a football game or a concert. People wouldn't stand for that. But for some reason, they're like, yeah, we should do it for coronavirus. I'll let these other guys give their opinion.
Well, I think it's a personal responsibility. Like, if you're sick, you don't go to the game, right? So if you feel like that you are harmful to others, you shouldn't go to the game. But, you know, should you be required to jump through hoops to go to games? I think this is silly. Like, are they going to look into other things in your background? Oh, did you get the polio vaccine? I mean, some people don't get these vaccines. Or, you know, just in general, like, are you going to perform whatever task it takes to go watch the game? You probably will, because these people, it's like a religion to them to go to sports games.
Bonnie?
A lot of these things are private companies, so, I mean, they can do what they want. I'm not really in favor of, like, the Florida governor saying that he will ban vaccine passports or whatever you want to call them in his state. But also, I personally do not want that to happen, and I do not want to support any businesses that are going to make me, well, first of all, I'm not going to be able to because I won't be taking the vaccine. But, yeah, if there was a way for me to support them, I wouldn't support them monetarily, you know.
Yeah, I'm in rare company here on Free Talk Live where I still watch some sports ball. And, you know, it's an entertainment thing for me. You know, I'm not, like, quitting my job or calling in from a show to, you know, watch it or whatever. But at the same time, I'm voting with my dollar. And if they do put that in place, why, I'm never attending a game again.
Thank you, guys. I'm in the same boat as you because some people can't really. You're better off getting a PS5 than getting a vaccination here in California. It's hard. Yeah. It's very hard to get one right now. And I don't think it's fair that you have to spend money, let alone on a ticket, and all this headache on getting the corona shot. Just like you said, like, look at your background. Oh, it's just somebody had AIDS, the polio shot, and all this. I mean, it's nonsense. And that's what's coming to you down here in California because it's the capital of the world and stuff. Well, the entertainment capital of the world, and that's what's wrong with you, and I don't like it at all.
Yeah, and healthy people just shouldn't be punished in any way for not doing something that they don't necessarily believe is going to help their health.
Any further thoughts?
You guys are great.
All right, John, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
Let's just move right away over to David in New Mexico.
Yeah, there's a bunch of material there. The Bonnie said one thing that, and we agree with you, Bonnie, generally, that private business should be able to do what they want. So the way the government is playing you on that, or the leftists that are in the midst of a coup d'etat in your government, what they're doing is knowing that the government is restricted by the Constitution from infringing on your rights, right of travel, right to run your business how you want, to ask for a vaccine only if you want to come into my business, et cetera, you want to fly on my airline, you want to talk on my social network, whatever, the government knowing that they are not allowed to restrict those things, their partners that they're in bed with of these various corporations, Facebook, Twitter, airlines, banks, et cetera, they just wink, wink, nod, nod, have their corporate communist cronies, i.e. fascism, order that you, the people, cannot fly our airline, ride our train, shop at our store, buy our food, go to our ball game, et cetera, have a life, et cetera, because they are allowed to, because they're private, never mind the fact that they're in bed with your government and it's all rigged against you. So,
yeah, you make a good point. You make a good point there, David. If the government wasn't involved in this attempted requirement for people to produce these vaccine passports, would a place like a football stadium require them Why? No, they wouldn't, because everybody else would think it's ridiculous. And if they did, if they wanted to decide to do that as a business, I'm pretty sure their business wouldn't last very long, because there would be other competition who didn't require that and would do fare much better.
It is hard to say exactly what I believe about it, because it's hard for me to like go and track every single business and find out exactly why they made every decision. But under this corporatism, not free market system, you're right, the government has way too much influence on businesses. So maybe, honestly, I'm wrong about that. Maybe.
Well, no, you're right on the philosophy that a private organization should be able to make any rules that they want. The question I'm posing is just that, would they, in the absence of government, right? If government wasn't forcing this vaccination passport on people, because that's what they're going to do, they're going to make a law or a mandate that says you are required to produce this documentation, which is a violation of all sorts of medical privacy, by the way, would they, in the absence of government? I don't think they would, because they would suffer a loss of business, because the other outlets, the other sports places, wouldn't require it, because they know that would give them a competitive edge.
And the other thing is, the government does have a huge influence on what people think about the coronavirus. Like, without the CDC, which is just a little arm of the government, would people even be concerned about this enough to like go and spend money on the vaccine or go and get a vaccine passport? I don't know if people are freely making that decision because their brains are being highly, impacted by the science.
By radio, like Cumulus Media, 415 stations. Just minutes before I called your show, Cumulus Media, on one of their stations, shut down a guy that was doubting the vaccination. And then the guy tried to talk about a Dr. Barry Ramo, who's a local genius here in Albuquerque, who's on all the media all the time. He tried to criticize Dr. Barry Ramo, and Cumulus shut him down from criticizing Dr. Barry Ramo, because Ramo comes on their program all the time.
When you say shut him down, they, what, hung up on him?
Talked him down, talked over him, ended the call. Yeah, didn't immediately hang. Well, actually, did cut him off. Yes, okay. Cut him off, hung up, ended the call. That's exactly what Eric Strauss did on KKOB Radio, Cumulus Media station. Did exactly that. Shut him down when he questioned the order handed down from corporate headquarters at Cumulus.
That doesn't sound like free talk.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why we're the best radio station.
Well, we certainly are the only station that does what we're the only station, the only show that does what we do. And so that's one of the reasons why I thought it was important to keep it going. We're out of time. Thanks. Peace.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.